The arrest. Greenwood police, warrant in hand, began looking for Elmore on Tuesday afternoon. He wasn't hiding, hadn't run. He was 3 blocks away from Mrs. Edwards's house, having resumed his work cleaning the gutters at Mrs. Blaylock's. Less than 24 hours before, she had seen the police cars at her friend's house and soon learned what had happened, but she saw no reason to be nervous about Elmore. When he finished, she gave him a check for $15, which he cashed, and then he drove home to Abbeville. That evening he drove back to Greenwood to see Mary, as if their Saturday fight hadn't happened, or they had fought so often that it didn't faze him. It was a repeat of Saturday. Her sister-in-law Sue opened the door and let him in. Mary was in the bedroom. She shouted that she was finished with him and told him to leave. He refused. They argued. He said he was going to buy cigarettes. Mary yelled that when he came back the door would be locked. "That's okay," he said. He would come in the window in the children's bedroom. He'd done that often, and she never objected. He went for cigarettes, came back, and climbed through the window. Again she demanded that he leave. He wanted to stay. Mary had had enough. She was going to call the police. She didn't have a phone at home, so she threw her coat on over her nightclothes and stomped out of the apartment. He followed. She got into her Mustang, and he hurriedly climbed in on the passenger side. She drove 4 blocks to Fast Fair, got out, and walked to the payphone, which was outside. He was right behind her. She called the police. She told the duty officer that her boyfriend had broken into her apartment and that he wouldn't leave. She and Elmore got back in her car and returned to the apartment. It was after midnight. The Greenwood Gardens apartments were only a mile...